Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And you can also find it as a free download on iTunes. Today, I'm excited to be chatting with a return guest who's going to share parts of her experiences from the recent NSA conference. So I want to say hey to Annie. Hey, Annie, how's it going?
It's going great, Pam. It's great to be here again.
I am delighted to have you back as a return guest and looking forward to catching up with you a bit. So before we get going, could you introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Well, my name is Annie Bradbury, and I am in Southern California. I have been involved in the stuttering community my entire adult life, and I say that as I am in my 56th year of life, though my Facebook page says I'm 57, so I need to speak to somebody there. It does. You should go check yours out. They have me a year older, but the year is right of my birth, so it's weird. But anyway, I feel very fortunate that I've been connected to people who stutter in our community for all those, since I'm 19. I served 10 years as the executive director for the National Stuttering Association. But like I just mentioned, I found it as a young girl when I was 19 years old. Didn't become active until I was about 21, out of fear, to actually pick up the phone to call. But after that, pretty much there was no stopping. I quickly became a chapter leader, and I served some time on the board of directors, and then again the 10 years as their executive director. And today, still involved, back as a member, and probably the best years of my life, getting to get the benefits again as somebody who stutters. For my job, I'm currently the executive director for a national organization that's based here in my hometown, called the 100 Mile Club. And it's a physical fitness and life skill program for kids who stutter. And it hasn't been a day yet I don't love going to work. So that's the name.
It's for kids who stutter?
Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to, like, cut this out or something?
No. No, it's funny.
It's because I got stuttering on my mind with you. No, it's not. But, you know, it's for all people. Yay. Yeah, it's for kids in school.
All right. Oh, all right. And that's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Freudian slip.
Yep.
So how did you get involved in that kind of work? Just real quick.
I've been working in the nonprofit sector for, oh my gosh, over 23 years now. And after I served as the NSA's director, I was fortunate enough to get a position as a director here in my community for a health foundation. And then I met the director, who was the founder of the 100 Mile Club, and she literally was doing it out of her home. And it was time for her to make the decision to give up her full-time job to do this nonprofit work full-time. And she brought me in, and was her first employee. And we've been together now for over 5 years, and it's a match made. It really is. I love working for her and with her.
That's cool. It's really special when you actually really enjoy the people that you work with, and that it's a positive relationship. It makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It's huge. And I thank her almost every day. I walk over and I go, thank you. And then we always say to each other, can you believe, we're growing by leaps and bounds, and we giggle, and sometimes we hide under our desk. So it's a good environment for me. It's a good environment for me as a person who stutters. My office is decorated with National Stuttering Association stuff, and you know, books by our friends, you know, Jody Fuller and Daniele Rossi and more, you know. And so I've got posters, and it's a very comfortable place for me to be who I am.
So you can stutter freely at work?
You know what? And it's interesting because that is actually one of my goals. I find that I have periods of fluency during my work day a lot. And I find that my tools kick in automatically after doing them so many years. And I'm trying to let down my guard a little bit and actually do more stuttering. But when it comes to my boss and the women and the men I work with, yeah, I mean, if not, they'd have a problem. They don't want to deal with this part of Annie. And I, you know, I've actually said that I'm going to be doing more traveling this year a lot. And the situations are going to become more important to the organizations that I'll be put in. And I'm purposely making sure that I let my guard down and let me out right away. So it's not something I think about. Yeah, I'm really proud of it, actually. So I want people to ask me about it if I have the opportunity. So yeah. I'm working on that. I'm really working on that.
Yeah, the reason that I asked that is because the other day you and I both happened to be in a Stutter Social hangout, and you invited your boss to come in and say hello to everybody. And I just thought that was so cool. I can't imagine me asking the people that I work with to do the same. It's just we don't have that kind of familiar relationship like that. So I really thought that was really neat. What did she think of that?
She thinks it's the coolest thing. It's, you know, and I know it is a rare environment. I mean, she literally did her business out of her house. So, you know, when she brought me on, you know, she didn't have a budget yet. So I really helped her build her business. And so our relationship is, you know, it's multifaceted when it comes to, you know, the closeness and the things we share. So, you know, and my hours are such, you know, I work, you know, her and I are texting at 10:30 at night. So for me to say, hey, I'm going to go into a hangout, I usually just close my door for the hour or so. But we were running out to a meeting, so I left it open and she was standing there. She thought I was talking to myself, what she said when she walked by my door. She goes, is Annie talking to herself? And then she just thought it was the coolest thing, and especially because we went into Hanan's, who comes in from Israel, and he gets such a variety of international people in his hangouts because of the time of day, that she was just fascinated by it. So, you know, and she it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I had wanted to ask you today about two things: the recent NSA conference and Stutter Social. So I'm going to just reverse things, and maybe since we're already talking about Stutter Social, you and I have been co-hosts in our time slot for Stutter Social for a little bit over a year now, and I really wanted to ask you, what do you think of that, and how's it been this last year co-hosting with people from all over?
You know, it's I love it, and I love it more now than I did starting out, because, you know, when you were asking the question, what came to my mind is I've been meeting so many people through Stutter Social, and when we get to the conference conversation too, that are new on their journey. And, you know, and I wear the old timer badge at the convention, and I my entire adult life, I have been fortunate to be involved. And so, not that I don't have work to do, there's a long list of things I could be working on, but what the Stutter Social environment or opportunity has given me, and I just thinking about this now, was that next layer for me was that it helped me with my confidence that I have something that I can contribute. You know, I'm good at my, I know I'm good at my job. I know it. I know there's certain things I can say I'm good at. Not a lot, but I know I'm good at. And see, I couldn't just say I'm good at my, I couldn't just say it. I had to cancel myself out, right?
Exactly. But, exactly.
And I don't need to say, I didn't need to say that, but it's hard to say I'm good at something. And one of the things that I have been, that I was worried about is that, can I contribute? Can I keep it flowing? It's hard sometimes, you know, it takes on the personality, not only of the host, but of the people coming in. And I had some self-doubts, and because I'm pretty confident on the job and I'm pretty comfortable with my stuttering, it brought up and kind of that next layer of that doubt that's still there. So, you know, do I have something to say? Do I have something to share? Can I, you know, help somebody along their journey, or just to be the vehicle, just the host? And so it's given me some confidence I didn't expect out of the experience for me. And so if you asked me if I liked it 6 months ago, I might not have had the same response, because I was still dealing with, well, what if it just doesn't go right? What if they don't have a good time? They're not going to come back to mine. And I'm going to be standing there. I'm going to be in my, you know, in my hangout staring at myself for an hour and a half. And I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding at all. And so I really found myself really locked into that place of, what if they don't come back, or what if nobody wants to hang out with me? And I think I've moved past that now, to where I hope I can be, or I am, a better facilitator for the group, and allowing people to, you know, to blossom, see some great things happening in there. So now I like it. Now I look forward to it. I really do.
Yeah.
So it's like it's fun.
And it's been over a year. Now, I'm sorry. I just cut you off. You were getting ready to say it's been one of your favorite.
I was going to see, it's a good thing I wasn't stuttering, because then I'd have been, but I was going to say, it's like a fix for me. It's almost like an addiction, my stuttering addiction. You know, it's that, you know, connecting with that world, you know, it's really, really special. And it's become more special to me in the last few years. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, I feel blessed that the guys asked me, and I'm honored to co-host with you, you know, that idle woman out there I got to meet and get to know and still getting to know. And so there's a lot of benefits. It's a lot of good stories coming out of it. So,
yeah. You know, and I just find myself increasingly in awe that this simple technology allows us to do this, allows us to talk to people from all over the world with good connections and being able to hear and see each other well. And every time that I get on and there's somebody in there from another country, it just kind of like reaffirms to me, wow, this is really working. It's really making a difference. We're really connecting people. And, you know, when you were saying just a couple moments ago about how sometimes you worried that there wouldn't be anybody coming in, sometimes I've tried to come into your hangout on a Sunday night and it's been full. And there's been a waiting list. So I don't
think... What can I say? No, I'm kidding.
You know,
I'm sorry. Yeah, go.
I think it's become a popular place for people that have found it to come back to, and I think that's the key. People finding it, and then they have a good experience with you as a great facilitator. You know, they have a great experience, and then they kind of like set their clock and they come back week after week. And I think that that's a testament to you're doing a lot right with your hosting duties. And I am too, but you know, people come back
and
I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. And they go to you, and then they start to go to all of them. And I think now at the last couple of weeks, it's been super cool for me. I've had, and I think you too, because you've met these people. I've had a lot of first timers. And one night I actually had two first timers that not only were they the first time that they had gone on to a hangout, which, you know, I'm sorry, I don't think I'm old, and I, you know, but in my time, we didn't have this. I couldn't even text you. I had to pick up the phone to talk to you. So I didn't, you know, I didn't use the phone till I was 21. Not many people know that about me, and except to my neighbor and my family. So, you know, Chatty Cathy over here now, you know, is always on the phone. But would I have done this? I don't know if I would have gone into a hangout. And I had one night a young girl, college age, and a man, I'm guessing in his early 40s, late 30s, who, this is not only their first time in Stutter Social, it was the first time they had met another person who stuttered. It's huge. And I, as years ago at the NSA, I remember when I was chapter leader, I remember a man walking in, and he was, I remember exactly who it was. He was 44 years old. He walked in and he just stood at the door, and I was like, got up to greet him. He was just like I didn't exist. And I said, hi. And he went, you guys look normal. I went, well, you know, you don't know us yet, but come on in, you know. And he stayed for many years. So imagine, and if I go back even further, my first chapter meeting as a young girl, and I was 22 years old, I think, 21, I sat in my car, and I watched the people go in. For the same reason, you know, do they, how many heads do they have, you know, and just to see, I let the meeting start. I went in late, I sat in my car, and finally went in, and at that time there really wasn't anybody leading the group, and I, before you knew it, I was the chapter leader. But I remember sitting in that car. I was in Fullerton, California. I know exactly. I could see the parking spot right now, and that's a long time ago. And so these two people came in, and then. So, I mean, their lives have changed. I mean, that gentleman, the I've seen them before. I know they went into yours. What's so cool is the gentleman, I can tell he was going to be, he's going to be involved. He'll be at NSA in Chicago. I can tell. That night, I said, you know, you're already going. I can tell. We'll tell you about where you're going soon. But he, you, lives were changed. Could you imagine, you know? You know, and there's people out there still who haven't found us yet, and I think that's why we do what we do. And then I have to tell you one more funny. I mean, and for those of you who are listening who are going to go into Stutter Social for your first time, when you load it on your phone, we're both laughing. When you're on your computer, it actually says, it asks you if you want to enter, and you could see yourself first, so you can fix your hair and adjust yourself if you need. But when you, on the phone, you hit the button and you're in. And this young man, poor, all of a sudden I see this face, you know, his name comes up and he's there. And all of a sudden you see this look on his face of like, oh, and he grabs a hat and puts a hat on his head. And he starts to move around his chair, and he's like, you can just see him fidgeting, but he stayed. He had never been on a video. He's never been video recorded before.
Oh.
He's never, I know, I'm getting goosebumps. He never spoke in a microphone before. He has reached out to a local chapter in his, where I found out where he's at. And all of a sudden, and he stayed. I would have hit that button and I would have been gone. I would have deleted the app, but he stayed. And he, you know, I always make sure to tell the first timers, you know, you can just be. You don't have to talk tonight. You can just be. And he just wanted to be for a while. And then at the end, I said, okay, I went back to him and said, I'm not putting you on the spot, but is there anything you'd like to share? And he said that he thought that he was going to go into a big kind of an arena where there'd be somebody speaking, and he'd be one of many people in the background, not really. And then he goes, and I was one of 10. And he's like, boom. And he, it was amazing. And I've been communicating with him almost every day since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He doesn't have a computer. So I'm already talking to one of my girlfriends who works in, you know, there are, every community has places where you can get computers. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna have a computer. And his phone is limited. So, you know, he's not been able to communicate. He's going to be able to hopefully go into your Hangout, and I will introduce him to you this Sunday because his new cycle for his phone. So I got to get him a computer. So I'm going to work on it. So, I mean, the power that the social media has and that we are privileged to be a part of is just, it's amazing. It's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I remember last July, I guess it was when the guys had asked us to do this, I remember one of them saying that the average length of time that a host usually stays on is about a year, and then people are ready to give that up. And I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to give it up.
I don't hope they don't take it away from us. It's something I really look forward to now.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I do too, and this almost kind of leads us into a perfect segue to talk about the recent conference, because I think one of the things that we both experienced and you had mentioned to me was that it was so cool to meet some of the people that we've met on Sutter So Social at the annual NSA conference. Is that right?
Oh, it was, yeah, one of my true highlights. Matt and John specifically, give them the shout out. They come in, they've been very supportive in there as well, because they had been hanging out long before you and I became hosts. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, John Robinson was a host for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's Matt Delanoy, we got to say his name. And so I came face to face with them, and it was the pure joy for me. I felt like I was meeting true old friends. I really just loved it. And they're a lot younger, you know, and I could, it was just, felt like they were, you know, just like this great old friends of mine. And I already see that, you know, we all can't wait to come back together again, I think. Mm-hmm. And so that to me was one of the true highlights, was getting to meet them and other people that I do this with, and we do this with. It was, and you, I mean, you're a benefit. I mean, you and I have met a couple years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I've known of you, and, you know, the icon out there. I went to your workshop.
Oh, would you stop saying that?
See, just say thank you, Annie.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Annie.
You're welcome, Pam. Because then you're discrediting my value of you, right? So I'm working on that too, right? When somebody gives you a compliment. We've become friends. I mean, you're going to become staying in my house soon. You know, you can't wait to have my dogs sleep with you. And,
Wait a minute. You didn't say anything about them sleeping with me.
But you know, it's so, friendships are evolving and growing. And what's so cool about it too, you know, if we think about the convention, as I called myself an old timer, this was what, 31 conventions?
Yeah.
For the NSA, and I've been to 28. I've missed three. Some people might think she needs to get a life. or once they start going themselves, they'll understand. So besides meeting these guys who I've come to know within the year, was seeing some of my old friends. And there's just nothing like it, you know, because I have been involved in the NSA for so long. I've grown up with people. We have had marriages, we've had divorces, we've had deaths, we've had children who stutter, we've had, you know, losses of homes, losses of jobs, we've had devastation, and we've had lots of joy, and none of those had to do with our stuttering. So they become true parts of my core, and coming together once a year is just amazing. And if I switch back to Stutter Social again, this year was kind of cool. I didn't really bother my old friends to say, come on in, But this year I pushed a little bit, and now I'm seeing some of my old friends, because they have so much to contribute to the community, come into Stutter Social, and they're giving, you know, they got their history to give to these people of all ages who are new to finding the community. So that's also something beautiful. And this year, I don't know why, I don't know if it was location, but there were several people that I hadn't seen in, like, one gentleman 17 years. And that's just, and now he, you know, is totally submerged in the community. When I think back to that gentleman who came in for the first time with that young girl that night, and I told him to like me on Facebook, and I said, and you're going to start seeing all the other people that you're chatting with here, hanging out with, and now he's got a lot of friends on Facebook. It's pretty cool. And then another friend came back after 14 years, and it was just beautiful. And it's like no time. Mm-hmm. It's like no time. So it's it was very, very special this year for me. And on many levels, I presented a workshop again that I was really fond of with Mara Ormond, and did the one with you for the women that you invited me to take part with yours. Honor, thank you. And we did the first timers lunch. It was just a lot of fun to have a little bit of old and new. And it's hard when you're so looking forward to seeing your friends that you see once a year that you've known for 25 years, to find the time to branch out, just, you know, to put that hand out, to meet the new people. And I try to balance that. And I've already been thinking how I want to do things differently next year, believe it or not. But I got to meet some people. You helped Tammy at the NSA, the executive director of the NSA, coordinate reaching out to the first timers this year. And I got to be one of your callers. Thank you. And so I got to meet most of mine, not all of mine, people that I reached out to. And one in particular, I feel like we're old friends already. Just so it was just a real good mix. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Is that one of the reasons why you keep going back? I mean, is that one of the reasons why you've gone to 28 conferences, is the people? I mean, is that the main reason, or does location have something to do with it for you, or what is it truly that brings you back every year?
You know, I'd say it's many answers. Location has nothing to do with it for me, and I never understand when it does for others. Some of my favorite conferences have been those that are not in the best location. Buffalo, we had nothing but a great bar in the parking lot, and one of the Cleveland years ago was by the airport, and again it was isolated. And because it was isolated, we didn't really separate. We didn't go out. We didn't leave the property. So they were intimate, no matter how many people were there. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's to see my friends. I cherish the relationships that I've been blessed to have. It's also because, for some reason, I don't know what it is, in that environment, I feel my personal best.
Hmm.
On so many levels. I don't know what it is. On my confidence, I don't know. It just feels good. It feels really good. And you come home. You know, my mom used to always, my parents attended 10 years of, almost 10 years of conferences, I think 8 of them, and became connected in their own friends and family in the NSA. And when my mom could not go anymore, she would always say, or before she started going, the same thing. How was it? Tell me how it was. You can't. Mm-hmm. You really can't say, well, I went to a workshop and you went to a baseball game. You can't express it. But she began to understand after she went, like, your heart is full. And it's full of, I think, not only of the people that I meet, what they give me. You know, people, we kind of like give ourselves away when we're there. you know, we just share. We just, we're like, maybe that's why I'm at my personal best, because all the facade is gone. You know, whether if we're sad, we cry. If we're vulnerable, we're vulnerable. If we're, you know, if we're dealing with shame, you know, we cry in a different way. You know, we're it's a place where you also can soar. It's a place where you can do well, and people aren't gonna, they're gonna clap for you. They're happy that you're succeeding in your workshop, in the TED Talk you did this year. You know, you get support from everybody, you know, and we're always not, you know, that's not part of our normal environments all the time.
Right.
You know, where you can just say, yeah, that was cool. I did good. You know, you can't always do that. So I think that's a long answer, but I think that's why it's so, you know, why is it my personal best? I think cause I am, and you change, I don't know about you, but I change every day that I'm there. I work through my own stuff. I experience somebody else's stuff, you know, and so I find that I evolve in those 3-4 days.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you change your clothes 2 or 3 times a day.
Now, don't talk about my clothes.
No, when you said I change every day when we're there, the first thing that popped into my head was, oh, she's going to mention how often she changes her wardrobe.
Just because I bring a lot of shoes, you know, I can't help it. You know,
so
I think, you know, for me, it's all those reasons why I come back. And it's like you know, you take your car in every year for a tune-up.
Yep.
This is my personal tune-up. It is. It's my personal tune-up. You know, my husband, you know, he's, even when I was working at the NSA, you know, Bob used to say, you know, do you need me to be there? Do you want me to be there? Are you okay? You know, I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm good, you know? And, so it's my time. We don't get that often in our worlds anymore. We're running, we're taking care of family, friends, work, this, that, children. So I think on all those levels, it's just a really positive experience for me. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's like sacred time that's just put aside for me, and I enjoy going by myself because it pushes me to reach out and meet other people. And absolutely, I mean, that's the word that comes to mind when I think of that. It's sacred time. And we need to do that. Just like you said, we need to do that whenever we can. And it seems like really the only time that I actually do that is once a year when it's time to go to the conference. And it seems to help me stay in a good space for weeks and weeks afterwards as well. And now that we've got this every other week Stutter Social, it's almost like that connection and that good space feeling doesn't really go away because there's that connection continuously.
Right? And it's still exactly. You know, I did a workshop years ago, keeping the convention feeling alive, because you know we're like I said, for me, my personal best. There are people at the convention that for the first time they're ordering for themselves in a restaurant. You know, they're going up to the registration desk and they're or they're just speaking, you know, in a crowded bar, you know, or think about how many people you speak to in one day. Are you kidding me? You know, some people, they don't speak to anybody, and here you are. And so, yeah, I think that it's the Stutter Social going back there. It's really kept us. It does keep it going. And I was thinking about another benefit is, you know, you think, okay, I'm an old timer. You know, what is there left for me to learn? But the journey of stuttering, I think, it's continually evolving, you know, you just like our stuttering, you know, the peaks and valleys we have of, fluencies and disfluencies, and you know, moments that are easier and harder. And thinking back to, I think it was an exercise for me on self, was for the first time that all my group, you know, my Sally, my Bills, you know, didn't come. Mm-hmm. I went by myself. And I remember, you know, people tend to think that I am, what's the word? Let's pick a word. I'm generally confident. I am getting, you know, I've been working hard to be comfortable in my skin. That's been my personal goal. But I'm not a social butterfly. I think a lot of people think I like the social. I'd much rather be sitting with one person and often by myself. You know, I like alone time. And so I'm not a great small talk person. And when they didn't show up that one year, I didn't have that safety net right next to me, that always somebody to talk to or be with. And I remember being in my room going, okay, you know, okay, get out, move. And that was the year I met Hanan, mm-hmm. you know, who's become really close to both of us. And I remember he walked in the elevator, I stuck my hand. I said, you're going to stick your hand out. You're going to shake hands. I walked around. People must have thought, you know, maybe there was something wrong with the woman shake with the hands always. Yeah, but I walked up to everybody and said, "Hi, I'm Annie." You know, and he was one of the people in the elevator. You know, stuck my hand out. And what if I didn't do that? You know, I consider him one of the dearest people in my life today. So that was a big stretch for me, and that rolls over into my work life, into that small talk that we have to do at work, the meetings I'm doing more of. So I think it really it flows. You know, it can flow. Mm-hmm.
How's your stuttering been since the conference? I often hear people talking about they're like on a high for like the, you know, 3 weeks or so after the conference, and then things kind of collapse a little bit. How's yours been?
Kind of the opposite. I've been stuttering a lot lately, and I think it goes back to, again, when I'm there, I put my tools away and I just kind of relax and stutter, but it hasn't been as smooth. I've been noticing lately, I've been closing my eyes during blocks, which I haven't done in a long time. I had that down. That's why I say the journey, I don't think it ever ends. It evolves, you know, and what is it what's going on with me right now that I am, why am I doing that? You know, so I'm working on that right now again. And that's what I love about Stutter Social, because, you know, I'll be going, "You guys just see that?" You know, they're like, "Yeah, thanks." You know, and I tell people too, you know, when they do go to their first conference, or, you know, often, you know, when you go to your first chapter meeting, or even, I don't know about Stutter Social, I haven't talked about it, but I think, don't steal this topic for tomorrow. I think this is my next topic.
Okay.
I used to always tell people, you know, go to at least 3 chapter meetings at the NSA before you make a decision. And, you know, go, you know, attend another convention. You know, your first one, there's nothing like your first convention is like your first of everything. And I think sometimes when we've been isolated, and then you come into a situation like a convention or the Stutter Social or something like that, you are a reflection of me. So I might not be aware of my stutter. I might not be aware of what I do. And that was part of the therapy I went through. I mean, you and I have talked about that, of looking at myself, but many people haven't done that. So then you come into a convention or a Stutter Social hangout, and you're seeing somebody stutter, and you're witnessing maybe for the first time something that you know that you do, but maybe deep down you haven't really acknowledged what it looks like, what you're doing. And so I always tell people, you know, So it's hard sometimes. I think you have to step back. We have to, it's okay, you know, some people say they stutter more after they come together for the first time. And I always say, no, I said, I think it is because you're more aware, we become more aware of our stuttering. Mm-hmm. You know, am I stuttering more, or am I just more aware of it because I'm putting myself out in so many speaking situations, and my world now is with stuttering almost every week. Mm-hmm. You know, if I go to do my hangout, I pop in yours. I try to say hi to Elaine. I go to Hanan. So, you know, maybe it's just I'm becoming more aware. So that's a message I always like to tell people. Mm-hmm. You know, is, and you're not stuttering more. Maybe it's just you're stuttering more openly because you're talking more. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. We're talking about stuttering all the time now.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I think that's a good way to wind down and wrap up this conversation. Unbelievably, the goal of having just a really short chat. we've been talking for almost 40 minutes. So,
are you kidding?
Wow. No, I'm not kidding. Wow.
See?
Time flies when you put two stutterers together, right?
So true.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. I think that's a really good point. We're talking more. And that's the whole key for people who stutter. The goal is to just talk more and get comfortable in our skin. And whether that be, you know, just with 10 people in a hangout or 900 people at a conference or one person at a time, I think that makes a huge difference in how we feel about ourselves.
I agree. And I thank you for this opportunity tonight to share. I really do.
Yeah, well, I thank you for agreeing to come back on, and I think this has been a great conversation. And I always enjoy talking with you. So thank you again.
Thank you, Pam.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.